at Chicagoland Speedway. I am visiting with the number 9 Family Farmers and Marquis Energy Car, Kenny Wallace. How are you doing, Kenny?
I'm doing good. I'm really excited to be here at Chicago representing, Family Farmers and Marquis Energy, a really efficient, ethanol plant in Hennepin, Illinois. But most of all, you know, this is a coalition of so many people, you know, Illinois corn, Iowa corn, Missouri corn. And my job is to spread the word about how good we're doing with the family farmers throughout the United States.
Well, we call that advocating for agriculture. And I think one of the things that I'd love to get your perspective on as a race car driver here is the fact that you've got ethanol going in your car this year in a 15% blend. How does it perform for you, and how does that make you feel to have some corn grower fuel?
E15 ethanol inside of our race cars is awesome. You know, Sunoco is blending it out of Illinois, out of New York. So it's called Sunoco Green E15 ethanol. There's a myth out there that all of a sudden you're going to put, you know, more of a higher blend in your car and the car's going to shut off or something. It's funny, even the farmers say, how's the ethanol running? Listen, it's awesome. I mean, there's no drama. Didn't even have to do anything to the motors. We're sitting here right now at 75% of the gas stations throughout the United States with E10 right now. 75% of the gas stations you pull up, it says, 10% ethanol blend. There's just no drama. It's all really, really good. One thing that a lot of people forget is ethanol is a high-performance fuel. It's a high-end fuel. The emissions are clean. You know, no smog, no smoke coming out. So this is why it's such a high-performance fuel. And I got to keep reiterating that to people. Ethanol is a high-performance fuel. It makes horsepower. It's good.
Well, I know visiting with one of the corn growers here that you've been in a combine. how was it handling the centrifugal force when that thing turned around?
I tell you what, combines are a lot of fun, especially the different makes. You know, you got the guys with the John Deere's, and then you got the red ones. And I think I ran mine about 4.5 mile an hour. I believe that was Larry Hashider and Tim Seifert up here in Illinois, and they're good farmers. And what I was more impressed with was the wives got on those combines and drive them as good as the husbands. So really fun to see the whole family getting in, the men on the tractors, the wives on the combines, and, of course, the kids, hauling the wagon, and we're chucking the corn in it next to it.
Well, we're here at Chicagoland Speedway for the inaugural STP 300. Tell me what you think about this race. It's kind of a split weekend for NASCAR to be in different cities. That's maybe a little out of the ordinary, but how about this race? It's have you been here before? What do you think about this track and today's conditions?
Chicago's a good racetrack for me. I love it. Especially we're surrounded by cornfields for sure here at the racetrack. But we're excited because, 7 o'clock, live ESPN. That's the great thing about, the NASCAR Nationwide Series and how I advocate so hard on behalf of family farmers and ethanol, American ethanol, all the ethanol plants, is that, we're live on TV and some 2.5 to 3 million people every week can turn it on, 80 million viewers for the year. So it doesn't matter if we have the Sprint Cup Series with us or not. Sprint Cup is over in Kansas with Clint Bowyer and their American ethanol car. I'm over here with the Marquis Energy Family Farmers car. Both races on live, TV with 80 million viewers, so we're good to go.
That sounds exactly right, and I'll tell you what, it's a cooker out here. It's hot, but we're wishing you guys all the best for a great and safe race, too.
And one thing I do like about those combines is they're so nice. They got air conditioning in them. It makes you want to be a farmer. Back in the day, it would wear a man and woman clear to their knees, and the kids were, broken down to their knees now. And I was on the farm with Lynn Corzine in Assumption, Illinois, and after I got out of his tractor and out of his combine, I said, you know what? This makes you want to be a farmer. Everything is so upgraded. So, yeah, congratulations to the farmers with all the air conditioning in the combines now.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Kenny Wallace, NASCAR driver here at Chicagoland Speedway. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.